All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. And this is Before the First Cup with Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Wednesday, everyone. It is a sunny 62 degrees and starting to feel very fally here in upstate New York as September encroaches. It's pretty unbelievable. Every year, right by the end of the month and beginning of September, it's like someone flips a switch and fall starts. I think Friday they are predicting a low in the 40s here, which means the trees are going to start changing more quickly. So where do we leave off yesterday? We titled the show AI Feeding the Machine, Face Prints, GPUs, and Ubiquitous Surveillance. And we looked at a bunch of things. We were looking at how this graphical processing unit, NVIDIA, a former game card, video card manufacturer, has really come into the forefront in giving artificial intelligence one of its five senses, and that would be vision. This really is fueling this new revolution in what is happening, allowing artificial intelligence to learn like the human brain. They have found ways with this brain initiative to kind of figure out how neurons communicate, and they are mimicking biology with these new super pulsating brains in the cloud. And as they distribute them and make them smarter and faster and smaller, we need to be very concerned about what the future holds. We have everyone and the brother and all the tech big boys, as well as the military industrial complex and the medical industrial complex, all involved in this, and they are rolling it out whether or not we want it. We read about a story yesterday. IBM is their True North chip, and they are developing a BrainLink supercomputer for the U.S. Air Force Research Laboratory, and that's moving along just fine, mimicking the human brain. There's another story I didn't get to yesterday with my computer failure. Hopefully today, cross your fingers, things go well. There definitely was a ghost in the machine all over yesterday. DARPA project aims to make modular PCs out of what they are calling chiplets. This made me think of a project that Regina Duggan had been working on when she was working for DARPA and then moved over to Google. She was working in the Motorola division trying to create modular machines that you could just take, just like when you're programming and you have chunks of code that are reusable. They want to be able to do the same thing with components to make a modular computing framework. The Protection Department's analysis arm, and that's DARPA, has formally kicked off its work to make a modular computing framework with items pulled from a blend of establishment of chiplets. Manufacturing a thing this weird will acquire a village, the agency recommended, and in actuality, a monumental village rife with innovators. DARPA did normally have a way with words. The application, to start with the announced previous year, is referred to as the Common Heterogeneous Integration and Mental Home Reuse Techniques, which I don't know what mental home reuse, which they abbreviate to CHIPS. It has been reaching out to universities, Army industrial contractors, and of study course, the semiconductor and chip business, to take a look at the risk. And this week was the proposer's working day when the agency and interested functions share particulars and anticipations. Gotta love proposer's day. This is from August 26, 2017. In essence, the strategy is to reduce certain capabilities to typical chiplet size and sort components in just rationale to make a system by which these chiplets can be organized into larger boards. Need to have a board which is hefty on image processing and storage for a satellite or a recon drone? Well, don't worry about it. Set a bunch of these items jointly and want an additional targeted on a reduced latency signal processing and integrated entering from numerous sensors. This is like horrible freaking writing. Neglect the image stuff and snap in some other components. So it's just a little board that you have reusable little chips that you can mix and match on the fly. That's kind of what Raspberry Pi is like right now, if anybody's played with any of those to create robots. A slide deck presented at the event this week has a lot of particulars. Nevertheless, considering the fact that the project is nonetheless in its early stages, It is all really speculative. It is unclear what size or sort of chiplets would acquire, which is up to its creators, which are the innovators in that monumental village, to come to a decision. It could be a macro amount swapping in, like popping in excess RAM or a PCI card, which pretty much is how PCs are now. Or it could be baked in at the producing amount, but nonetheless, meaning like hard-coded on the board, nonetheless additionally versatile than the existing custom-made chip devices. Ideally, the resulting electronics would be more compact, additionally adaptable, and more affordable, smaller, faster, cheaper to make and to change than the latest remedies, which would not be hard in some circumstances, with some of the arming devices counting a long time into the past. This is awful writing. I'm sorry. I can't read any more of that. So just know DARPA is working its way on reusable chiplets to be able to mix and match and make this crap faster. But don't worry, because Microsoft has also unveiled a brainwave system for running super-fast AI. Microsoft has made a splash in the world of dedicated AI hardware today, and this was August 22nd, 2017, when it unveiled a new system for doing high-speed, low-latency serving of machine learning models. So this is going to be deep learning in the cloud. The company showed off a new system called Brainwave that will allow developers to deploy machine learning models onto programmable silicon and achieve high performance beyond what they were able to get from a CPU or a GPU. Researchers at the Hot Chips Conference in Cupertino, California, showed a gated recurrent unit model running on Intel's new Stratix 10 field programming gate array, the FPGA chip, at a speed of 39.5 teraflops without batching operations at all. The lack of batching means that it is possible, so it's doing real time, for the hardware to handle requests as they come in, providing real-time insights for machine learning systems. The model that Microsoft chose is several times larger than the convolutional neural network like AlexaNet and ResNet 50, which other companies have used to benchmark their own hardware, and providing low-latency insights is important for deploying machine learning systems at scale. Users don't want to wait for their apps to respond. They want it real-time. We call it real-time AI because the idea here is that you send in a request and you want an answer back, says Doug Berger, a distinguished engineer with Microsoft Research. If it is a video stream, if it is a conversation, if it's looking for intruders, anomaly detection, all the things where you care about interaction and quick results, you want those in real-time. And we covered a lot about AI surveillance yesterday. And they're going to be able to do real-time video across any type of platform, from one video stream to the next, to be able to bag tag and track you, whether or not you are showing any type of micro expressions on your face, like you're lying or in your gait. This is going to be a brave new world that they are producing here. And as these chips get faster, this is where Skynet comes in. It's faster and smarter, I should say. However, some previously published results on hardware-accelerated machine learning have focused on results that optimize for throughput at the cost of latency. In Berger's view, most people should ask how a machine learning accelerator can perform without bundling requests into a batch and processing them all at once. That would be queuing. All of the numbers other people are throwing around are just juiced, he said. Microsoft is using Brainwave across an army of FPGAs, so they have a supercomputer of flip chips, as we used to call them. It is installed in its data centers, and according to Berger, Brainwave will allow Microsoft services to more rapidly support AI features. In addition, the company is working to make Brainwave available to third-party customers through its Azure cloud platform. So, you know, what do we think here between Microsoft and Google and DARPA? And we had Facebook as well. They had to kill their AI that they invented that was using its own language because English was just too slow. Put on a seatbelt, people. There was a story. I actually had this all queued up for the end, but maybe we'll do it right now. Maybe we'll do it after we look at a few more of these. We also have NVIDIA out there. And if anyone had purchased NVIDIA back in the day, you would probably be pretty wealthy right now. I think their stock has done quite well. But NVIDIA used to make CPUs for video cards. And as video games were ramping up in the fields throughout the 90s and beyond, we had 3D processing. Your video cards got bigger, louder, and more expensive if you wanted to be able to play those advanced level of games. Well, and they then took the forefront when they started utilizing those graphical processing units on those video cards that were quite quick and faster than anything that you've had as a CPU on a PC. And then they put them together to form supercomputers, lots of them all working in tandem, to be able to give you smaller, faster, more powerful capabilities, as well as adding the capability of computer vision. Accelerating AI with GPUs, a new computing model, and this is out of an NVIDIA blog. Jan LeCun invited me to speak at this week's inaugural symposium. When was this? Again, I hate when they don't put a date on here. On the future of AI at NYU. It's an amazing gathering of leaders in the field to discuss the state of AI and its continued advancement. Here's what I talked about, how deep learning is a new software model that needs a new computing model, and why AI researchers have adopted GPU accelerating computing and NVIDIA's ongoing efforts to advance AI as we enter into this exponential adoption, and why, after all these years, AI is finally taken off. As for as long as we've been designing computers, AI has been the final frontier in building intelligent machines that can perceive the world as we do, understanding our language or making their own. And learning from examples has been the lifelong work of computer scientists for over five decades. Yet it took the combination of Jan LeCun's work in convolutional neural nets, Jeff Hinton's back propagation and scholastic gradient descent approach to training, and Andrew Ng's large-scale use of GPUs to accelerate deep learning networks to ignite the big bang of modern AI, which is deep learning. At the time, NVIDIA was busy advancing GPU-accelerated computing, a new computing model that uses massively parallel graphic processors to accelerate applications, and also parallel in nature. Scientists and researchers jumped on the GPU to do molecular-scale simulations to determine the effectiveness of life-saving drugs and to visualize our organs in 3D for reconstructed from light doses of a CT scan. We talked about that the other day. And to do galactic-scale simulations to discover the laws that govern our universe. But one researcher using our GPUs for quantum chromodynamic simulations said to me, and this is the author of this blog out of NVIDIA's website, quote, "Because of NVIDIA's work, I can now do my life's work in my lifetime, and this was wonderfully rewarding. It has always been our mission to give people the power to make a better future," they say. NVIDIA's GPUs have democratized, we haven't heard that term in a while, supercomputing, and researchers have now discovered that power. By 2011, AI researchers around the world had discovered NVIDIA's GPUs, and Google's Brain Project had just achieved amazing results. It learned to recognize cats, we've heard about that many times, and people watching movies on YouTube. That's interesting. You know, I got some stuff about movies and Disney and some of the surveillance they're doing and people watching. Few have computers of the scale. Enter NVIDIA and the GPU, Brian Catanzaro in NVIDIA's research team, with Andrew Ng at Stanford University, used GPUs for deep learning, and as it turned out, 12 NVIDIA GPUs could deliver the deep learning performance of 2,000 CPUs on a PC. Researchers at NYU and the University of Toronto, as well as the Swiss AI Lab, accelerated their deep neural network on GPUs, and then the fireworks all started. Alex Krivitsky of the University of Toronto won the 2012 ImageNet Computer Image Recognition Competition. Krivitsky beat, by a huge margin, handcrafted software written by computer vision experts. Krivitsky and his team wrote no computer vision code. Rather, they used deep learning. Their computer learned to recognize the images all by itself. And they designed a neural network called AlexNet and trained it with a million examples of images that required trillions of math operations on NVIDIA's GPUs. Krivitsky's AlexNet had beaten the best human-coded software. The race was on then. By 2015, another major milestone was reached. Using deep learning, Google and Microsoft both beat the best human score on the ImageNet challenge. And not a human-written program, but a human. Shortly thereafter, Microsoft and the China University of Science and Technology announced a deep neural network that achieved IQ test scores at the college postgraduate level. And then Beidou announced that a deep learning system called Deep Speech 2 had learned both English and Mandarin with one single algorithm. And all the top results of 2015 ImageNet competition were based on deep learning running on a GPU-accelerated deep neural network and many beating human-level accuracy. Ding-a-ling. In 2012, deep learning had beaten human-coded software, and by 2015, deep learning had achieved superhuman levels of perception. Computer programs contain commands that are largely executed sequentially, and deep learning is a fundamentally new software model where billions of software neurons and trillions of connections are trained in parallel. Running deep neural network algorithms and learning from examples, the computer is essentially writing its own software, and this radically different software model needs a new computer platform to run efficiently. Accelerated computing is an ideal approach, and the GPU is an ideal processor. And as Nature magazine recently noted, early progress in deep learning was, quote, made possible by the advent of fast graphics processing units, or GPUs, that were convenient to program and allowed researchers to train networks 10 to 20 times faster. The combination of factors is essential to create a new computing platform. Performance, programming, productivity, and open accessibility help that along. NVIDIA's GPUs are naturally great at parallel workloads and speeding up deep neural networks by 10 to 20%, reducing each of the training iterations from weeks to days. And they didn't stop there. By collaborating with AI developers, they continued to improve the GPU design, system architecture, compilers, algorithms, and sped up the training deep neural networks by 50 times in just 3 years, is at a much faster pace than Moore's Law ever expected, and we expect another 10 times boost in the next five. AI innovation is on a breakneck pace, so look out. Ease of programming and developer productivity are paramount, and the programmability and richness of NVIDIA's CUDA platform allows researchers to innovate quickly, building new configurations, deep inception networks, DNNs, CNNs, RNNs, and LSTMs, which are all different types of deep neural networks and computing neural networks, as well as reinforcement learning networks. Developers want to create anywhere and deploy everywhere. Skynet, NVIDIA GPUs are available all over the world from every PC OEM and desktops, notebooks, servers, supercomputers, and in the cloud from Amazon, IBM, and Microsoft. And all major AI development frameworks are NVIDIA GPU accelerated, from internet companies to research to startups. So no matter what AI development system you prefer, it will be faster with GPU acceleration. Everything's got robot googly eyes. We have also created GPUs for just about every computing form factor so that DNNs, deep neural networks, can power intelligent machines of all kinds. GeForce is for PC. Tesla is for cloud and supercomputer. Jetson is for robots and drones. And Drive PX is for cars. And all share the same architecture and accelerate deep learning. Beidou, Google, Microsoft, and Microsoft were Facebook and Microsoft were first adopters of NVIDIA GPUs for deep learning. And this AI technology is how they respond to your spoken word, translate speech or text into another language, recognize and automatically tag images, recommend news feeds, entertainment, and products that are tailored to what each of us likes and cares about. It's got its tentacles into every bit of your life right now. Startups and established companies are now racing to use AI to create new products and services or to improve their operations. And in just 2 years, the number of companies NVIDIA collaborates with on deep learning has jumped nearly 35 times to 3,400 companies. Told you that would have been a good investment in 1995. Industries such as healthcare, life sciences, energy, financial services, automotive, manufacturing, and entertainment will benefit by inferred insight from the mountains of data that we are collecting. Remember, big data is what it's all about in the database. And with Facebook, Google, and Microsoft opening their deep learning platforms for all to use, AI-powered applications will spread fast. In light of this trend, Wired magazine recently heralded the rise of the GPU. And whether to augment humans with a superhuman copilot or to revolutionize personal mobility services or to reduce the need for sprawling parking lots within cities with self-driving cars, they have the potential to do amazing social good. Of course, let's sell it to you with the dangling carrot. Driving is complicated, you puny humans. Unexpected things happen. Freezing rain turns the road into a skating rink, and the road to your destination is closed. A child runs out in front of the car. You can't write software that anticipates every possible scenario a self-driving car might encounter, and that is the value of deep learning. We're going to give you the elevator pitch. It can learn, adapt, and improve. And we are building an end-to-end deep learning platform called NVIDIA Drive PX for self-driving cars, from the training system to the in-car AI computer. The results are very exciting. The future with superhuman computer co-pilots and driverless shuttles is no longer science fiction. Fanuc is a leading manufacturer of robots, recently demonstrated an assembly line robot that learned to pick randomly oriented objects out of a bin. The GPU-powered robot learned by trial and error, and this deep learning technology was developed by Preferred Networks, which was recently featured in the Wall Street Journal article headlined, quote, "Japan seeks tech revival with artificial intelligence." Deep Genomics is applying GPU-based deep learning to understand how genetic variations can lead to disease. Oh, come on. Hold on. Arteries use GPU-powered deep learning to speed analysis of medical images, and its technology will be deployed in GE Healthcare MRI machines to help diagnose heart disease. And Tillic is using deep learning to analyze medical images to identify tumors, nearly invisible fractures, and other medical conditions. And we have some stories on that today. And these are just a handful of examples, but there are literally thousands. Deep learning breakthroughs have sparked the AI revolution. Machines powered by AI deep neural networks solve problems too complex for human coders. They learn from data and improve with use, and the same deep neural network can be trained even by non-programmers to solve new problems. Progress is exponential. Adoption is exponential. We believe the impact of society will also be exponential and happening way faster than you possibly imagine. A recent study by KPMG predicts that the computerized driver assistance technology will reduce car accidents by 80% in 20 years, and that's nearly a million lives saved. Deep learning AI will be its cornerstone technology. The impact of the computer industry will also be exponential. Deep learning is fundamentally a new software model, so we need computer platforms to run it and an architecture that can efficiently execute programmer code commands, as well as massively parallel training of deep neural networks. We are betting that GPU accelerated computing is the horse to ride. Popular science recently called GPU the workhorse of modern AI. Dun, dun, dun. So that's NVIDIA. And we talked about giving AI the five senses and how this is accelerating technology, as that whole article we just read illustrated. But listen to this. This almost sounded like a joke article to begin with. Nigerian scientist creates a neuron-based AI device that can smell. So let's give it another sense. Nigerian neuroscientist Orisiniyoro Egbigi and a team of geneticists, physicists, and bioengineers, as well as molecular biologists, have created a neuron-based AI device that can smell. This is like that. What was it called, Road Dog? The smellometer, I think. They're giving it a brain now. Nigerian neuroscientist Orisina Agabi may have found a way to solve one of life's puzzling dilemmas. That would be how to make air travel pleasant again. What if you could skip the tedious airport security lines? While a special device was able to sniff out explosives, work silently in the background. So you got sniffed at the airport electronically. This is one of the possible uses of what Agbai says is one of the first neurotechnology devices developed by a Silicon Valley-based startup called Kongiku. K-O-N-I-K-U, and unveiled at the TED Global Conference in Tanzania on Sunday. And this was August 28th, 2017. While those in the field of AI are working feverishly to create machines that can mimic the brain, or like tech entrepreneur Elon Musk, implant computers into our brain, like his neural lace, Agbai has found a way to merge lab-grown neurons with electronic circuitry. Ding. And as many grapple with the finite processing power of silicon, the 38-year-old says he has looked to the brain, which is the, quote, most powerful processor the universe has ever seen, unquote. To simulate the power of just 204 brain neurons would require a supercomputer, he says. But instead of copying a neuron, why not just take the biological cell itself and use it as it is? That thought is radical, and the consequence of this is mind-boggling, he says. We're making hybrids. So he and a team of geneticists, physicists, bioengineers, and molecular biologists and others set about doing just that, focusing on the problem that was particularly hard for silicon devices to solve, and that includes detecting volatile chemicals and explosives or even illnesses such as cancer. Agbai said the Kanaku core device is the world's first and able to do just that, essentially breathing in and smelling the air. He said major brands, include those in the travel industry, had signed up, and the startup's current revenue of $8 million was expected to leap to $30 million by 2018. Another good investment. One of the main challenges was to find a way to keep the neurons alive. A secret Agbai did not wish to expand upon, saying only that they could be kept alive for 2 years in a lab environment and 2 months in the device. And as AI improves in leaps and bounds, scientists are trying to make and succeeding in making machines more like our brains, able to learn and understand their surroundings, a prospect that is terrifying for many, as it should be. Musk, who has repeatedly warned about the perils of AI making humans obsolete, is working on a new project to implant, quote-unquote, neural lace, a brain interface technology that prevents humans from becoming like a house cat to our potential machine masters in the future. However, Agbai, who has grown up in Lagos, where he helped his mother sell food on the streets, who's now a neuroscientist, believes that the future of AI lies in making machines more alive, which seems to be what the consensus is, and he believes that his company could build a cognitive humanoid system based on synthetic living neurons in the next 5 to 7 years. This is not science fiction, he told AFP. We want to build a brain of neurological, biological neurons, an autonomous system that has intelligence. We do not want to build a human brain. Agbai did a bachelor's degree in theoretical physics in Lagos before taking an interest in neuroscience and bioengineering for his PhD in London. He spoke at the open session of a 4-day TED Global Conference, putting African ideas, innovation, and creativity into the spotlight with a variety of speakers who each got an 18-minute window to get across their message of choice. TED, originally known as the Technology, Entertainment, and Design, has built a global following for its online videos of inspired talks devoted to ideas worth spreading. And the annual international version is taking place in Africa for the very first time in a decade, with a new crop of TED fellows from the continent to take the center stage. This gathering couldn't come at a moment too soon, said the TED Global curator Amika Ofekor, for Africa has experienced spectacular economic, demographic, and creative growth, but both opportunity and the danger are rising at an exponential rate. Our conference will gather an idea catalyst, problem solvers, and change makers. Gotta love those change makers we didn't vote for. Already hard at work here charting Africa's own path to modernity. And it's great that we've had the military-industrial complex just marching its feet across the continent of Africa over the last decade or two. And it's interesting that they are working emerging biological neurons and the machine. So talking about airport security, there was another story that came out the other day, August 28th, 2017, 2 days ago. And this one was out of the DailyMail.com. From facial scans instead of passports to robot baggage handlers, experts reveal the high-tech airports of the future. Experts say Asia-Pacific and the Middle East are, quote, the leading pockets of technical growth. Airports have introduced baggage robots, high-tech kiosks, and facial scanning, but they say airports in the United States and Europe are being left behind. Well, good for us. Passengers' baggage is collected by robots, and they relax in a luxurious waiting area, complete with an indoor garden, before getting a face scan and swiftly passing through security and immigration, and this could be the airport of the future. It is a vision the planners hope will come to reality as a new technology is rolled out, transforming the exhausting experience of getting stuck in lengthy queues in aging, overcrowded terminals into something far more pleasant. The Asia Pacific has been leading the way but faces fierce competition from the Middle East as major hubs compete to attract a growing number of long-haul travelers who can choose how they route their journey. The regions, quote, are the two leading pockets of technology growth because they are really competing to be the global hubs for air transportation, says Seth Young, director of the Center for Aviation Studies at Ohio State University, told AFP. If I'm going to fly from New York to Bangalore, do I transfer through Abu Dhabi or Dubai, or do I transfer through Hong Kong? That's a huge, huge market, but the changes also represent major challenges that could upend decades-old business models at major airports, with analysts warning operators they may face a hit to their revenue to the tune of billions of dollars if they don't conform. Facial scanning in particular is generating a lot of buzz. We read all about that yesterday. Changi, an affluent city in the state of Singapore, regarded as among the world's best airports, has set out to roll this out. The biometric technology is a new terminal to open later this year. Passengers will have their faces scanned when they first check in, and at subsequent stages, theoretically allowing them to go through the whole boarding process quickly without encountering another human. The robots are going to take all your jobs. Australia announced in July an investment of $22.5 million in Australian funds to introduce face recognition technology at all of the country's international airports, while Dubai Airport is also trialing it. And robots also are appearing at major hubs, including Seoul's Incheon Airport, where they carry out tasks including cleaning and carrying luggage, while Changi's new terminal will have robotic cleaners complete in butler uniforms. Self-serving check-in and printing of boarding passes is already common, with many people printing their passes at home or at airports' kiosks, and some hubs are now introducing self-service baggage drop points. The service, which allows passengers to print and tag their bags and then send it off on a conveyor belt, is available at airports including Australian hubs, Hong Kong, London Heathrow, and Amsterdam. Airports are also trying to overhaul their image as a dreary place that must be endured in order to get from point A to point B to somewhere travelers can enjoy spending time. Changi is building a new terminal complex called Jewel, a 10-story development filled with shops and restaurants whose centerpiece will be a 40-meter, 130-foot indoor waterfall surrounded by an indoor garden. The complex will make the airport look more like a shopping mall than a traditional hub and is aimed at cashing in on transiting passengers. They are looking at retail, non-aeronautical profits, says Shakur Nushuf, an aviation analyst from Endow Analytics. And while hubs in Asia Pacific and the Middle East are surging ahead, airports in the United States and Europe are being left behind. Europe and the U.S. were the leading aviation markets for the last 75 to 100 years, and it's very difficult to revolutionize your infrastructure when you're on a foundation that is 75 years old. They added that it is also a matter of political will, as emerging economies see building cutting-edge airports as a way of raising their status globally. Some U.S. and European airports are nevertheless trying to up their game. New York's aging airports have long been criticized as being old-fashioned, cramped, and dirty, which they kind of are. But JFK, the main international hub serving the city, hopes to shed its dire reputation with a proposed $10 billion in redevelopment. Amsterdam Schiphol, I've been there, is aiming to become the world's first leading digital airport by 2019 and has been testing hand luggage scanners that allow passengers to keep liquids and laptops in their bag. It has also been looking at biometric technology. Besides the buzz surrounding the new technology, there are concerns that rapid innovation could threaten long-held ways of doing business. And a report from consultancy Roland Berger warned that airport revenues from retail and parking could fall by between $2 and $4 billion due to the new innovations. Automated, more predictable check-in procedures threaten retail outlets as passengers are more likely to reduce buffer and then build into trips to the airport meaningless shopping time, while developments such as riding-hailed apps could undercut parking revenues. Still, the landscape may not transform so quickly as many airports face difficulties in introducing new technologies from resistant to change. Remember those resistant consumers like you and me to availability of financing, says Xavier Aramond, a transport expert at Roland Berger and the lead author of the report. It's really challenging for airports to launch this digital transformation, he told AFP. So there you have it. Uh-oh, hold on. I just launched a video by mistake. So as we give up our lives to the machine and as the robots start to take all of our jobs, we also have humans that are being made to train the robot replacements. Refining data requires labor-intensive annotation processing. Taking the human out of the driver's seat requires putting a lot of humans to work behind the scenes. So we are formulating our own demise here. Remember, feeding the machine is a big deal. And every time we interact with the machine, we are giving it more data to base its assumptions upon. The artificial intelligence in computers that operate self-driving vehicles is developed using vast amounts of data collected from public road tests. But to be useful, the data must be extensively labeled, a process known as annotation that can require hundreds of man hours for a single hour of data collected. Data annotation is a super labor-intensive process, says Sampede Danon, CEO of the self-driving startup Drive.ai in Mountain View, California. Each hour of data collected takes almost 800 human hours to annotate. How are you going to scale that? To meet the aggressive timelines for autonomous vehicle deployment, some manufacturers expect to introduce level 4 autonomous vehicles, which can operate with no human interaction under defined conditions within the next 5 years. Company working with AI must find ways to speed annotation without sacrificing quality. Options companies are pursuing, including outsourcing smartphone users and repurposing the technology they're developing in the first place. Even when self-driving vehicles reach production, these processes will be valuable, teaching vehicles how to safely interact in a rapidly changing transportation environment. We're very likely going to need some form of data annotation in the long term. New situations will come up in the future that cars today would not regularly see. And, you know, I was thinking about the story I read about Facebook yesterday developing the largest facial recognition database in the world ever seen. And it was all done by users, dumb end users that have put their own pictures up there and then tagged them with people's names, faces, places to help accelerate this development. It is the largest crowdsourcing project ever accomplished. But in the past decade, deep learning algorithms, mobile devices, powerful sensors, and graphical processing units, or GPUs, which can evaluate tens of millions of operations in a second, have to converge to create highly capable driving brains, says Primakunur Nijatarajan, a computer vision expert at the University of Southern California's Information Sciences Institute. Though capable, the systems need to learn many situational details, such as driving faster in the left lane or reading a pedestrian's body language to know whether or not they are likely to walk into the street. Engineers teach these situations by feeding computers thousands of images, typically collected via cameras on research vehicles. But these images are relatively meaningless to the computer if objects aren't marked and labeled. This labeling helps the system to differentiate objects along a route. Ultimately, the computer is acting on what you fed it, and it needs enough of what's right and what is wrong to really understand what it is looking at. So though the computers can process information many times faster than humans, learning still is gradual, and it can be thrown off by incorrect or inaccurate information. The system learns like the human brain, says Besa Varga, head of the European sales at AI Motive, a Hungarian startup developing AI software for self-driving vehicles. Everything it sees has to be correctly labeled. Varga estimated it takes 100,000 images in a week of teaching for a computer to safely learn a traffic situation. And robust comprehensive training includes images from around the world and at different times of day and where traffic rules and situations vary widely. You remember, we were reading about AI. It was learning to teach itself a while back, just by watching different things, and it could learn in virtual reality and then apply that virtual reality to a real life situation in the first try. So don't let them fool you. They go on and say, oh, this is so exhaustive. But the technology is there, and we read all about NVIDIA and GPUs and how fast things are moving. 50 times faster in a crack of just 5 years. So don't let them fool you. They put these stories out and go, ho-ho, don't worry about it, Johnny. City driving is much more labor-intensive than highway driving, says Varga, and because of pedestrians and other less predictable variables, and with the high number of images required for training and the need for accuracy, but don't worry about it because we have cameras everywhere. Detailed data annotation is crucial to ensuring that autonomous vehicles are safe for use in public. And to ensure that the data is labeled correctly, some companies are doing it the old-fashioned way by hand, which requires a massive amount of human labor. Although Mighty AI is only 50 full-time employees, it meets a high labor demand by outsourcing data annotation to anyone that has a smartphone. We have a community where we can distribute the load, says Nick Caduta, and we try to break it up into bite-sized pieces. The startup achieves this distribution through its Spare 5 app, which anyone can download, so there's a way to make money. Sell it all to the machine. The app presents data annotations as a series of tasks in which the users are given an image and perform labeling activities such as drawing boxes around pedestrians, outlining vehicles, or something as detailed as labeling individual pixels. Users must qualify to do these tasks by completing a training exercise and are paid around 10 cents for each task, which typically entails labeling one type of object such as a pedestrian or a car in an image. App users who have proved to be skilled annotators review others' work before it is returned to Mighty AI. And for me, it was kind of relaxing, says Iris Hanlon, a Spare 5 user in Summerdale, Alabama. Hanlon, 52, is a disabled single parent who came across the app while looking for an extra source of income. The app does not bring a significant amount of money, but has become an easy way for her to unwind. So it's working as an unwinding tool, feeding data to the machine. It's just like the mindless click, click, click as you're going through posts on Facebook. The app doesn't bring in a significant amount of money, like I said, but it's an important way for her to unwind. I paint pixels so the computer can recognize objects, she says, but to be honest, I'm kind of nervous about self-driving cars. And though Mighty AI's approach speeds data annotation while keeping the human in the loop, other companies are looking for ways to automate the process. Varga says AI Motive has developed a semi-automated method labeling videos instead of individual images, and the system also suggests annotations before the labeler draws them, which saves time, so it's almost taking the human out of the loop. We use our software engineering skills to build an annotation tool that speeds up annotation by 50 times, they said, and adding that speed must further improve the scale of operation. Video games, which have proved useful as simulation platforms for autonomous vehicles, which that's what I was talking about in virtual reality, they can test this stuff, come with labeled data, says Drive.ai's Tandon, making them a more attractive tool. Drive AI is working to automate the labeling process as well, applying artificial intelligence technology to its annotation system. The system observes humans annotating data, ding, ding, and then tries the task for itself. So you're being watched even as you're annotating data for the AI to learn from. The human reviewer corrects its mistakes, enabling the AI to learn and improve. It is like training wheels, Tandon says. Humans don't have to do much work as before, and instead of labeling every car, they are correcting mistakes of the algorithm. And the more it becomes automated, the less humans will have to do. Experts envision an even more efficient future in which vehicles can learn and adapt to new situations on their own, cutting humans completely out of the loop. And that was something that Elon Musk was working on some of his new driving AI for his Tesla cars. And that really is the holy grail, which would be unsupervised AI learning, says USC's Natarajan. But who knows when that will be a reality? Well, it's already coming. We've read about it before. And don't worry about it, because artificial intelligence can be secretly trained to behave, quote-unquote, maliciously and to cause accidents. They are calling them badnets. Badnets are stealthy, i.e. they escape standard validation testing. Neural networks can be secretly trained to misbehave, according to a new research paper. A team from New York University scientists has found that people can corrupt artificial intelligence systems by tampering with their training data, such as malicious amendments that can be difficult to detect. This method of attack could even be used to cause real-world accidents. Neural networks require large amounts of data for training, which is computationally intensive and time-consuming, as well as expensive. And because of these barriers, companies are outsourcing these tasks to other firms, such as Google, Microsoft, and Amazon. And however, the researchers say the solution comes with a potential security risk, like making it available to anyone who has a smartphone, like we just read about. In particular, we explore the concept of a backdoor neural network, or a badnet, the paper reads. This attack scenario, the training process is either fully, or in the case of transfer learning, partially outsourced to a malicious party who wants to provide the user with a trained model that contains a backdoor. The backdoored model should perform well on most inputs, including inputs that the end user may hold out as a validation set, but it can also cause targeted misclassifications or degrade accuracy of the model for inputs that satisfy some secret attacker-chosen property, which we refer to as a backdoor trigger. I mean, would that be like misidentifying things as you're working on some of these projects? In one instance, the researchers managed to train a system to misidentify a stop sign with a post-it stuck to it as a speed limit sign, which could potentially cause an autonomous vehicle to continue through an intersection without stopping. What is more, so-called badnets can be hard to detect. Badnets are stealthy, i.e. they escape standard validation testing and do not introduce any structural changes to the broad baseline honestly trained network, even though they implement a more complex functionality, said the paper. It is a worrying thought as researchers hope that their findings lead to improvements of security practices. We believe that our work motivates the need to investigate techniques for detecting backdoors and deep neural networks, they added. Although we expect this to be a difficult challenge because of the inherent difficulty in explaining the behavior of a trained network, remember they don't actually know how AI works, it may be possible to identify sections of the network that are never activated during validation and their inspection behavior. Well, what do you want to say about that? Badnets. Hey, don't worry about it because your Domino Pizza could soon show up in a self-driving Ford. The firms team up to test autonomous delivery cars in Michigan. A fleet of autonomous vehicles will begin delivering in Michigan in September of 2017. Customers will be able to track the delivery process via Domino's app. They will retrieve their food from a specially heated compartment. Screens and speakers on the car's exterior will give the users extra information, and the vehicles will be initially piloted by Ford safety engineers and researchers. Ford and Domino. Domino's have teamed up to road test their self-driving pizza delivery service in Michigan. A fleet of research vehicles will begin delivery in September as the two firms explore how customers respond to and interact with self-driving cars. Domino customers in Ann Arbor, Michigan will be given the option to have a Ford Fusion hybrid autonomous research vehicle deliver their pizza. The delivery vehicle will initially be piloted by Ford safety engineers with other researchers on board. Just even funnier. Customers will be able to track the delivery process via the Domino's app and will receive text messages on how to retrieve their pizza once the delivery has arrived. The text messages will give consumers a unique four-digit code to unlock the car's so-called heat wave compartment, a container that keeps the food warm in the back of the vehicle, and screens and speakers on the car's exterior will give the users information on how to retrieve their delivery back up as the door is opening. A number of startup delivery services have been experimented with on-demand delivery of different packages. Options are still divided, however, on whether autonomous can help some major delivery problems, such as how to deliver pizzas to the fifth floor of a college dorm room. because Domino's is big in college. That is a big challenge, getting pizza from the curb to the door, and it will not be the first to experiment with advanced pizza delivery technology. We covered this one. Australia-based Domino Pizza Enterprise, the Ann Arbor-based company's largest independent franchise, has tested delivery to customers in New Zealand via drone and a self-driving robot, and I think we covered the robot one. In a blog post last week, the head of Ford's autonomous and electric vehicle hinted at the firm's broader ambitions. He says Ford planned to cooperate with multiple partners in deploying self-driving vehicles designed to improve the movement of people and goods. So previously, Ford executives had said the company expected to launch its self-driving shuttle for commercial ride-sharing fleets in 2021, but they are moving the timeline forward with pizzas. And don't worry about that, because not only are the pizza delivery jobs going to be taken, as well as the TSA airport screeners, but also in Hollywood, digital humans created by AI will dominate Hollywood by 2045, experts say. Experts say that AI will be, quote unquote, running the show in Hollywood by 2045. Computers could edit, fill gaps in footage, and even create realistic characters. AI would also save time and money creating animations in a matter of seconds. So bye-bye, movie makers. Artificial intelligence has already begun to improve the capabilities across several traditionally human-dominated fields, from food service to complex gameplay, and now experts say the technology could take over the silver screen as well. Researchers involved with current AI efforts in the film industry predict that by 2045, humans in Hollywood are no longer running the show. Instead, AI could edit films, fill gaps in footage, and even create believable live-action characters. Shifting to AI-driven filmmaking would save both time and money, with the potential to shave off tens of millions of dollars from a film's budget, says Stephen Regulus, a Science Tech Academy Award recipient for the AI software Massive, told The Hollywood Reporter. The technology could also be used to create more accurate digital representations of humans based on a massive amount of data. When Furious 7 filmmakers created a digital version of the late actor Paul Walker in 2014, for example, the result could theoretically have been made more precise by feeding an AI all of his previous films, allowing it to harness even the smallest detail of his character, Hollywood Reporter explains. We've read all about that. We read that when Robin Williams died, he actually had something in his contract about them not being allowed to digitally reproduce him for like 30 years and for the next 30 years in the future or something. And that has to be a concern. We read about some of the duplication efforts that have been going on, and how since the first Gulf War, they have been able to not only recreate voice, but recreate likenesses. It's got to make you wonder. The Digital Human League, for example, recently unveiled Digital Mike, an artificial likeness of producer Mike Seymour. And the idea, Digital Mike explains in his promo video, is to produce a virtual human, and not only a virtual human, but one that is rendered in real time, or puppeteered, or driven in real time, rendered in real time, and not only that, at 90 frames a second, in stereo, and in VR. That's insane. We saw that face-to-face software where they could already do that. They could puppeteer remotely, and skin your face with somebody else's and make you look like you were someone else talking and sounding like them. While the process of animation may be a time-consuming task for humans, the experts say that AI could do it in just seconds, and we could help create characters that are more believable than humans. Digital humans are increasingly important in films, says Chris Nichols, a director at KS Group Labs and a member of the Digital Human League. In this new study, researchers from Oxford University's Future of Humanity Institute, Yale University, and AI Impact surveyed 352 machine learning experts to forecast the progress of AI in the next few decades. The experts were asked about the timing of specific capabilities and occupations, as well as their predictions on when AI will become superior over humans in all tasks, and what the social implications of this might be. The researchers predicted that machines would be better than humans at translating language by 2024, writing a high school essay by 2026, driving a truck by 2027, and working in retail by 2031. By 2049, they'll be able to write a bestseller. In 2053, they will be working as surgeons. And according to researchers, there's a 50% chance artificial intelligence will outperform humans in all tasks in just 45 years. I think it's going to be before that. And by the same likelihood, they say machines could take over all human jobs in the next 120. That'll be way sooner. Some say, including Jewel, that this could happen even sooner. But this news isn't bad, though. No, don't worry about it, Jenny. Despite all the warnings that AI could have massive social consequences, the researchers also determined that the possibility of an extremely bad outcome, like human extinction as a result of AI, is only about 5%. But if your data is too sparse and it doesn't look right, we are using AI to fill in the gaps. The whole concept of AI is dependent on data training itself. The more data you have, and especially images, the better the system works. Experts have increasingly warned that the fast improving capabilities of artificial intelligence will soon see the technology outperforming puny humans in nearly all walks of life. The study from Oxford University's Future of Humanity Institute, Yale University, and AI Impacts released this past spring concluded that in less than 50 years, AI will beat humans at everything from language translation to truck driving to writing high school essays. And it appears that their growing dominance in Hollywood could follow the same timeline. And while AI may grow to value human life, Regulus tells The Hollywood Reporter that it's just a matter of decades that computers, not humans, will be holding the reins. It is all over by 2045, he says. We humans are no longer running the show. Da, da, da. So, not to add insult to injury, last story of the day. This went really quick. Disney and NVIDIA, two you got to be paying attention to, team up on AI for making better movies. An NVIDIA GPU has a starring role in the development of the entertainment giant's new AI tech that tracks facial reactions of movie audiences at a granular level. August 27th, 2017, out of the Motley Fool, Walt Disney Company presented at a conference last month its newly developed artificial intelligence technology for tracking the facial reactions of theatergoers as they watch a movie. The tech could help the entertainment giant even make better movies and could also have other applications across its empire. Disney tapped NVIDIA graphics processing units to play a starring role in the development of its new technology, and here is what you should know. Disney's new factorized variational auto-encoding tech falls within the branch of AI called deep learning, which aims to mimic human thought processes. It's deep learning, an artificial neural network, is trained on how to think or make inferences, and then it's deployed where it makes inferences from the new data, which could be images, speech, and so on. NVIDIA's GPUs have several applications, from high-performance computing to accelerating the time it takes to train these neural networks and beyond. And in this case, Disney Research has used the graphic chip maker's Tesla K40 GPU to evaluate the effectiveness of its newly factorized variational autoencoders, more affectionately known as FVAEs, against several other AI models. Disney's new AI technology has been trained to watch an audience faces in a dark movie theater and track their reactions, such as smiles, frowns, signs of fright, strange reactions to scary scenes.